You're listening to Wet Shaving Talk, powered by Sharpologist.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of classic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Borelli, and today is June 25th, 2018. Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. Summer is here. That's right, summer is officially here. The longest days of the year are with us right now. So I hope all of you are enjoying the outdoors and having a good time with friends and family. It's a time to really reflect on the year. You get to enjoy, we're halfway done with the year, a little bit over halfway done with the year. So you can see if your New Year's resolutions are going through. Not really, probably, because most of us forget about them. I know I forgot a couple about mine. I actually wrote them down and looked at them from January. And I have them right in front of me here, and I've probably done about half of them, I think. So, yep, definitely have them. So I guess I got some work to do for the rest of the year. I'm going to keep looking at that and try and finish it. But more importantly, let's enjoy the summertime. It is summer. It is nice outside. For most of you in the country right now, who've been going through a lot of snow and a really rough winter, it's time to enjoy the outdoors. In South Florida here, it's about 90 degrees, and it is hurricane season, so it is raining like crazy every single day, so it's going to be fun. For us down here, our season is over. Most of us like to travel around and go up north and enjoy something that's not as hot and humid down here, so I will be doing that several times this summer, hopefully, if I'm lucky. But enough with the small talk. Let's get on to the real conversation here. Summer products. Yep, we're going to talk about some summer products, the ingredients that make your summer products better. And, you know, just a few tips on how to get through the hot summer temperature. So with shaving, so there's a couple of things that I like to do and that I know I've read of a lot of other people doing that will enhance your summer shave. Also, we're going to talk about when to let go of shave products. That's right. Recently, I've been liquidating a lot of my stuff. I went through the realization of, wow, I have enough to probably last my whole life, if not more. In fact, I counted it. I had over 120 years of soap. If I used it through and didn't buy another one, I had about 120 years of soap, and I buy constantly. So I realized that, I've been talking to a couple of my friends and watching what they do in order to stay relevant and to keep going. There's some things that I have to do too, because you got to remember, this stuff isn't going to last forever. Not only that, and also, some of it will start to go bad, you know, it won't last and perform well in a couple of years. So, you know, you got to really make a decision on what you're going to do with it. And personally, I love buying new stuff, but we'll talk about that a little bit more. I'll go get more in detail with it. Also, product review, Barrister & Mann Tuesday, another soap, very impressive. Great new product from Barrister & Mann. I really enjoyed using it. I've had it for a few weeks now, and it's been my go-to for most of the spring and summer. It's been really nice, so we'll talk about that. But without further ado, guys, let's get on with the show. All right, we're going to talk about some summer products. Now, I know there's a lot of products out there that say summer, summer, summer. First off, if you're looking for that chill in your morning routine, right, it is menthol is an ingredient that most people describe as the chill aspect of a shaving soap or aftershave. It is like a little crystal that is it's used in many products, found in like peppermint oils and stuff like that, and it really just ices you up. It really just opens up and just makes your face feel cold, right? I'm not a chemist, so I don't know too much about the chemical aspects of it, but I can tell you right now that it makes you cold. It does make it makes your face like tingle and stuff like that. Some are more intense than others. I know like Fine Accoutrements, their snake bite is pretty intense. That's probably about the most I've ever felt with menthol. I'm sure there's other ones out there. Parasso has a lot of mentholated products, so they're good too. But there are, I mean, some of them can be a little bit over the top, I'll be honest. But they give you that chill, and you're going to go right when you're done, and you're going to go outside, and you're going to feel it. It's going to feel pretty good. So, if you haven't tried anything like that, definitely go through your favorite artisan. Like, if you have a favorite artisan that you buy soaps, or a go-to artisan you make soaps, I would send them a message and ask them if they have a soap like this. Because chances are they probably do, and they probably will will have one, if not released soon, will be released for the summer because it's a very popular item for the summertime, right? Excuse me. And, I mean, it's something, like I said, just make sure I ask if it's over the top. Look at reviews and stuff because you can have a bad experience with menthol. I've had a bad experience with it. I can tell you that Pareso is more of a milder one. So if you're looking for something to start off at, you don't want to invest too much money into it at first, definitely go with Pareso. They are more of a medium mentholated soap. If you want to go something really intense, like Fine Accoutrements Snake Bites, probably the most. I mean, that's going to be really, really tingly, really, really intense and insane. It's good, but it's, you got to try it just to find out. So as we said, most artisans do carry soaps containing menthol. So if you would just give them a call, ask them, email them, or just look on their sites, you'll see it. It's also a time for, summer's also more a time for more floral, sweeter scented products. You'll see a lot of lavender come out. You'll see a lot of, not only just lavender, you'll see some floral stuff. You see more of a beach type decor. You know, I know some of our artisans do like a beach type boardwalk. Like I think it was Phoenix Artisan Accoutrements does a boardwalk barbershop, which is kind of like a little bit of a beachy barbershop scent. You know, it's just a lot of stuff going on. I think they even came out with a fireworks scented soap that's coming out now. It's going to smell like burned fireworks or something like that. So it's pretty interesting. Pretty cool. So check that out if you have a chance. But also, it's going to just be really more florally sweet products. Stuff that's going to make you just like want to go outside. You know, go outside, smell the outside right now. If you're up north, you're going to smell probably flowers blooming and all that stuff. You know, down in Florida, it really doesn't change too much, so I don't have much to go with on that. But it does change with the heat, I can tell you that. But go outside, take a look at the scent, and then see what you like, and then just do a Google search, see who has what. I'm guaranteeing you'll find somebody with it. You know, a lot of if you're looking for something more like a northernly scent, I know Katie's Bubbles. They're located up north. They have more of like a New England style scented soap. Base. I know he goes out. Chris goes out and looks for stuff around his area and keeps it to that. So, I mean, there's a couple definitely good artisans out there that you can find that have these scented soaps. So, summer shaves can also, they must be enhanced with a few things. One of the tricks that I learned and I like to do is I take a towel, right? I'll put it in cold water and wring it out, and I just throw it in the freezer in like a bag. And while I'm shaving, I'll leave it in the freezer. When I'm done shaving and I'm ready just to wash and rinse, I'll rinse my face off and then I'll just take that cold towel out of the freezer because you don't want it frozen. You want it just colder, right? And I'll just throw it on my face. And let me tell you, that is the nicest feeling for summer. That'll cool you down for at least an hour afterwards. You'll be outside if you're working outside or if you're going to be outside all day. It'll definitely enhance your morning or afternoon and make you feel like $1 million, I'll tell you that. So it'll cool you down, keep you going. Definitely a very easy trick. And very affordable. So you'll definitely be able to get outside and run around a little bit, maybe a little bit longer. So again, take a cold towel, soak it with water, wring it out, put it in a plastic bag and throw it in the freezer for about 20 minutes, 10 minutes while you're shaving. Come back out, put it on your face, and you will feel like $1 million. I promise you that. So try it. If you have any other like summer techniques or anything like that, stuff that you do for summer shaves, you know, send them to me, joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. I'd like to share it with the group. I know I've had a couple, haven't had too many emails coming in lately. Summertime's usually slow for us podcasters and you know, everybody, you know why. Everybody's really outside doing stuff, so they're really not focusing on, you know, too much on that kind of, on the other parts of life, right? So if you do have a minute and you want to shoot me an email, let me know, and I'll definitely share it with the actual, on the podcast itself. All right, guys, when to let go of shave products. That's right. There are times that you will need to understand that your products aren't going to last forever. And when you say that, when I say that, it means recently I've been liquidating my collection. I did the math and I realized that most of my products will not be able to be used in my lifetime. Okay, let's be honest. If you have 100 soaps, which some of you do, you get about six months out of a soap, right? You got 50 years of soap right there. I mean, 50 years if you use it constantly until it's done, you don't buy another one. 50 years of straight use. Well, for me, I will be in my mid-80s when I'm done with my soap, with 100 soaps. So what to do? So I went to a couple of my friends. I noticed that a lot of them will buy, try it for a little while, sell it, liquidate it, trade it, stuff like that. And that's what I've been doing. So recently, so what do you do? And I know I'm kind of going off track here, but what would you do after, or how do you know when a soap is bad or when an aftershave is bad? Well, I'll tell you this. The scent in most soaps lasts about 2 years. After 2 years, they start to deteriorate and kind of lose its scent. I'd say 2 years is about the longest you can get out of a soap before you start losing it. Now, the performance may get better as it gets harder and older and ages, but the scent will go away. So if you have an older soap, recently I just noticed it. I went and grabbed the soap the other day. It was about 4 years old, 5 years old maybe. And I picked it up and I smelled it, and the soap was hard, but it didn't have any scent left. So it was basically, okay, you know, it'll probably perform great, but it's really not going to smell like anything anymore. And some soaps I've noticed will last a little longer than others, but most are about that 2 year threshold. So when do you know to get rid of it? Well, I'd say this. To get rid of a soap, you got to understand when you're not using it often. Some of us use soaps all the way to the end. Some of us don't. So for me, I like to buy a lot of stuff. I like to stay relevant, you know, with the podcast, with my writing aspect. I have to stay kind of relevant in the business. So I can end up buying, you know, somewhere from 5 to 6 soaps a month, or I'll buy nothing per month, depending on what month it is and depending on my budget. If I'm buying 5 or 6, what I'll do is I'll try and get rid of 5 or 6. That's my new ratio. If I'm going to bring in stuff, I'm going to let go of other stuff. And the only reason being is so I can keep a threshold of about, you really want to keep probably around 20 to 30 soaps in your collection in order for it to stay relevant and to stay, you know, fresh. Basically, that's what I'm saying with soap. I mean, I know a lot of you out there don't want to do that, and I understand. But I'm just saying in all terms of, hey, your stuff's going to stay fresh and good, I would do that. Otherwise, you're going to end up doing a huge purge and getting rid of everything or throwing it out in the garbage eventually. So keep about 20 or 30 soaps at your max, right? That's what my goal is to get to. And notice that if you bring stuff in, I've been starting to let the same amount go out. So it stays kind of even, or I'll let an extra one go out, and that's how I get my collection down. Otherwise, here's the thing, guys. When it's fresh, when it's new, you can get most of your money back. All right, I know vendors, you're probably going to hate me for saying this, but you can get about 75 to 90% of your investment back if you let it go within the first 6 months. If you wait longer than that, you're going to end up doing a huge box purge for $30, like I've been doing, and letting go of about $100, you know, to $150 worth of soap that are older that you can't get rid of. So you let that go, right? And then you just want to let somebody else enjoy it and let them do it, because who's going to end up buying a box of soap for that much more? You know, not really many people. So that's one of the methods I have for soap. Now, for aftershaves, you'll notice that after some time, some aftershaves will separate. You'll see the oil separate from the base alcohol, and it might float on the top. If you see that, you can shake it up, you know, usually that means it's about, you know, that means it has been touched in a long time. And you'll start seeing, you know, aftershaves can change color and stuff like that after time. I haven't noticed many aftershaves losing their scent, but I have noticed a few of them getting a little bit duller. You know what I mean? So yes, it will. I think they will change after time as well. So you want to also let them go as sets, and just, you know, sell the set as is and let them go. Now, I know, guys, that you see a lot of people that will sell them for over of what they paid for or whatever like that. Hey, guys, listen, that's the market, okay? You know, we've talked about gouging or something like that, but you know what? Here's the deal with the gouging part of it. If you see prices, like if you see a razor that originally sold for $200 and it's going for $400, right? And we talked about that. Is that hurting the industry? No, not really. It's not. But you know what it's doing? It's doing the same thing the gun industry does, the same thing the baseball card industry does. I mean, a baseball card costs a penny. Now it's going for $100,000. I mean, is anybody getting mad at the baseball card companies for that, or the people selling that? No. It's just, that's part of the price. That's the collection. So what I've noticed with that is, like, a lot of people in the shaving community get really upset about it, and they start saying, you know, you're upcharging, you know, people are buying a bottom dial for $5,000 or $4,000. Well, you know what? Yeah, it's not very fun for us collectors that don't have that kind of money or don't want to spend that kind of money, but hey, it's what it is. You know, people are willing to pay a price, and they're going to pay it, and there's nothing we can really do to stop it. So you kind of just got to, the only thing you can do, guys, to combat that is to not participate. Meaning, if you don't, if you see something going for, you know, being going for a price on an auction in eBay and it's going up really high, and you're like, oh, I don't want any part of this. You know, this is really ridiculous. Then just don't get involved, because then that's the way you can combat it. But until then, you know, there will always be collectors. That happens in every industry, from baseball cards, football cards, to classic cars, to guns, to pens, to everything that we collect. You know, there's going to be, the harder it is to get, the more desirable it is, the higher the price will be. And that's just on the secondary market. And there's really not much we can do about it, except just if you're not into it, don't participate. And if you are, jump right in and enjoy. So I know I kind of like went off a little bit off subject again when we were letting go of products, but that was just something that we're talking about if you see like things going for a lot more. Okay, so again, aftershaves will separate a little bit. Essential oils will go to the top of the bottle. When you start seeing that happening, probably time to, you know, let them go or start shaking them up and using them again, because it's going to keep doing that. Another thing would be to, with razors and stuff, you know, you'll see a lot of razors. If you have a ton of them, you really won't lose too much on the vintage ones. It's more along the line of the modern ones. If like a modern razor has come out and it's really popular for a long time, you get one, you finally get it, use it for a couple years, it might go up and down in value, but once it becomes readily available and everybody has it and they start slowing down and they don't sell out you'll still be able to get most of what you invested back. So razors are pretty safe. Soaps, I'd say, are pretty safe for within the first year, and 6 months to a year, and aftershaves as well. So guys, just another to recap on this whole section, you know, when to let go of some of your products. I would definitely start looking at it and realize that when you have more than you can use in your lifetime, it's probably time to let go of some of it. You know, maybe start giving them away or selling them on, you know, at a discounted price to some friends. And that would be probably the threshold. Now, if you're a big collector, you want to have a lot and stuff like that, hey, that's fine. You know, keep it up. But just remember that there might be a time in a few years, if you're still into this hobby and you're still, you know, actively buying, that those soaps may not be good anymore. And especially if they're, you know, run soaps, meaning if it's a company that's been around a long time and it's like one of their main staples, you know, you can know that you'll be able to buy more of that. I think the limited edition stuff's probably something you want to hold on to more. But just remember that you might be able to buy it again. And if it's something that's no longer made, use it and enjoy it before it's no good. Because really, that's what this is all about, having fun. So I hope you guys enjoyed this segment. This was something that I've been thinking about for a while, and something I've been doing myself. So I wanted to kind of practice what I preach before I get into it, just to let you guys know what I'm doing before I actually talk about it. So hopefully you guys enjoyed it, and let me know your thoughts, of course, as always. All right, guys, so the review of the week was Barrister Man Tuesday, which is a lavender violet soap. So here's the thing. I wasn't a fan of lavender up until recently. I know you guys know I went to Europe. I went to France. I spent a little bit of time in France and Spain with my job last month, actually in May. I didn't really look at lavender, but everywhere in France, especially in southern France, southern East France, and by the Provence area and everything, I got to see a lot of lavender, and I smelled it everywhere. And I started getting into it. I said, wow, this is why I think a lot of people like lavender soaps. So when I saw the Tuesday, I saw Tuesday at Pasteur's when it first came out there. I think I was there like the day or the day after it was released. And I saw it and I was like, you know, I smelled it and I said, you know, I'm going to pick this up. I really like it. And I've been using it just about every day and I really enjoy that lavender smell. This one is not over the top, but it's really nice and soft. It just says summer to me. So really, I mean, you know, Barrister Man, great performance as always. The soap base is great. And I really enjoy it. I use my Silver Tip Badger brush I've been using with my rubber set with the High Mountain White Badger. And I've been using that for pretty much all week with it. Really nice. I mean, it's a softer brush and it really does work well with the Barrister Man soap. So I enjoyed it. Bowl lathering. Love this soap. It's been smelling up the house really nice. So great job, Barrister Man. If you guys haven't tried it, give it a shot. There's also an aftershave too, which I will have to pick up. Haven't gotten that one yet, because I was traveling and I couldn't do any alcohol with my carry-on bag. But I do have the soaps, great soap. It's definitely a dense soap, so it's going to last a long time. So guys, try it out. Tuesday by Barrister Man, if you're into lavender smell. It's probably one of the closest ones to the French lavender that I smelled when I was in France. So, I mean, it's really good stuff. All right, guys, and that concludes the podcast of the week. So we'll talk about, we talked about a couple things. Went a little bit off track a little bit as usual, but you know what? We had a good time. I think I had a great time anyway. So what's coming up with the cast is we're talking more about, you know, if you're interested in advertising, sponsoring, or doing a giveaway, just let me know if you're a vendor, because we do have those spots available. Also, what's in store for the podcast? We'll talk about, I have a new video coming out. We'll have a new training tip of the week and what's happening in the Watch Every world. We're going to talk more about the Summer Sense and what's out there and what's available. Maybe do kind of like a summer series as well. That'll be in the next show. And, you know, that survey, I've been getting some more results on that. Definitely want to check out the survey if you haven't. It's still open. I know I said I was going to close it down, but the survey for the podcast, the link is in the show notes. As always, our show is powered by Sharpologist.com, which your father didn't teach you about shaving. I'd like to do special thanks to Mark, a.k.a. Mantic59, and most of all, you guys, the listeners, because without you, there would be no podcast. Don't forget to check out my blog at ShaveStraightAndSafe.com, which has been updated recently, for tips and wet shaving stories. And always, guys, please feel free to contact me at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. Show notes has the link. If you're interested in sponsoring or have a giveaway or any content, please, guys, let me know what's going on. I will definitely include it on the show. Our next show will be July 9th. That's right, July 9th. That will be our next show. We'll be talking a little bit more about the 4th of July and stuff and what we've done and anything and other summer products as well. So, guys, until then, shave straight, shave safe. Thanks again.